ACU launches electric motorcycle panel amid growing e-bike racing popularity. The Autocycle Union, ACU, has announced plans to create a dedicated electric motorcycle panel as interest in battery-powered bikes continues to grow both on and off the track. The new panel will give riders, organizers, promoters, and manufacturers involved in electric motorcycle competition a direct voice within the UK's governing body for motorcycle sport. The move is seen as a response to the growing trend of electric motocross and enduro machines gaining traction among younger riders and newcomers to the sport. Electric bikes already compete in a handful of ACU disciplines, but their presence remains relatively limited. The new panel will help shape how electric machinery is integrated into ACU-sanctioned events in the future, with the potential to increase access to venues due to lower noise levels produced by electric motorcycles. This could be a game-changer for motorcycle sport in the UK, as many tracks have restrictions on practice and race days due to noise concerns. By taking noise out of the equation, the number of ACU-sanctioned events that could take place would be significantly increased. The introduction of electric motorcycles also presents a potential solution to one of the biggest challenges facing motorcycle sport in the UK, access to venues. This is particularly relevant for tracks with noise restrictions. Stark Future's entry into major international events has demonstrated that battery-powered bikes can now compete at the sharp end, and Stark Varg's victory at the Red Bull Erzberg Rodeo underlined just how quickly the technology is advancing. The ACU is trying to get ahead of the game by putting legislation in place that will make future participation far easier for battery-powered competitors. This includes addressing concerns around noise levels and accessibility. For the ACU, the attraction isn't simply performance but also environmental benefits and increased access to venues. Electric motorcycles offer a potential solution to these challenges, and the new panel is an important step forward in supporting this growth.